This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I haven't heard a lot about drones in the news. Have you guys? And part of it is because I kind of tune the stuff about drones out. I don't know where I stand on drones. I don't know if I'm a fan or not. On one end, if I want a pizza, and when I want a pizza, I am hungry and I can't wait for the pizza. I can't wait the whole 30, 40 minutes. And if I'm going to get that pizza within 10, because a drone is going to fly it to my house, that's good. If I have, let's say, a yeast infection, and I'm too embarrassed to go to Walmart to go and get some cream, I can have a drone bring it to me, and the drone doesn't ask questions. Like, oh, thank you. All right. Drone goes away. But on the other end, I don't like the privacy issue. You know, I mean, if drones have cameras on them, and you're upstairs and you're in the shower, I don't know if you guys had to be the ones to put window coverings in your house. It's expensive to put window coverings in the house. It is really expensive. And so there's a couple windows that you just don't usually cover. You don't have to. Because you're like, well, it's upstairs. Nobody's going to look in. Now that you got a drone, that's a problem. Now somebody could say, Dr. Dahlia, nobody wants to see you taking a shower. I know, but, you know, what if it's an accident? What if the drone is scanning the neighborhood, taking some pictures of wildlife and, I don't know, coyotes and, I don't know, wild boars, and then they get me and they go, yeah, this is one wild boar. I don't know. I mean, when I take a shower, I like to, you know, I'm in the shower for a while because, one, I like the hot water, but two, you know, I like to sing, and then I like to get an award for my singing. You know, like, you know, I'm either, you know, singing the Oscar award-winning song at the Oscars, and then I win the Oscar. You know, I have to thank Viggo Mortensen, my husband, and all that other stuff. You know, so I go through that whole thing with a shampoo bottle. Or sometimes I win a Grammy. You know, best vocal artist of all time, Dr. Dahlia. Ooh, yay! And the cats watch, so I have an audience. So when I'm taking a shower, the cats and dogs are there, and they're all watching. And, you know, I'm taking my bow, and, you know, so I have like a whole, maybe that's why I don't need therapy, because, you know, my showers are my time to just kind of, you know, relax and get my, you know, get my awards, you know, get my due. And I feel like I've been loved, and I feel like the world has awarded me with, you know, the Grammy that I've always deserved. So yeah, I'm a little nervous about drones. But with this case, there's a drone that has now delivered a kidney for a transplant in Maryland, and doctors are pretty darn impressed. According to the University of Maryland Medical Center, the organ was successfully transplanted on April 19th to a 44-year-old woman from Baltimore who had been on dialysis for 8 years, according to the UMMC statement. They said, this whole thing is amazing. The woman who was discharged last Tuesday said in the statement years ago, this was not something you would think about. Now, the drone is named Human Organ Monitoring and Quality Assurance Apparatus for Long Distance Travel, or HOMOL. And it was custom built to manage and monitor the condition of the organ to ensure consistent reliability performance, even in the case of a possible component failure. So let's say the drone doesn't make it to its destination or whatever, it'll still keep the organ alive or, you know, useful. So the drone did have to follow FAA regulations, had to have a seatbelt on, right? Know where the nearest exits were, but also had to hold the weight of the organ and the monitoring devices. So these drones have to lift some weight. in a video, she, oh, my kidneys, oh, they're shot. I've had kidney stones and stuff. I don't know how much my kidneys weigh. Yeah, if I needed a breast transplant, drone couldn't lift off the ground, off the runway. But kidney, yeah, it's fine. In a video showing the successful delivery of the kidney, Dr. Joseph Scalia, assistant professor of surgery at the University of Maryland School of Medicine, one of the surgeons who performed the transplant, said the organ transfer via drone was a step in the right direction. Right? He thinks a lot of people could help this way. It might take a long time, but it's a first step. So why aren't we just driving the organ? Well, because what if there's a car accident? What if there's traffic on the 5 or the 405, right? Or the 101? What if there, I live where we have the I-15, the 215, the 93, the 95. Not, you know, sometimes not very ideal. And when you need an organ, you need it now. They say there remains a woeful disparity between the number of recipients of organ transplant waiting lists and the total number of transplantable organs. This new technology has the help to widen the door organ pool and access to transplantation. Delivering an organ from a donor to a patient is a sacred duty. With many moving parts, it is critical that we find ways of doing this better. So, researchers were able to transport the saline, the blood tubes, and a healthy but non-viable kidney using a drone, so they practice those. Yeah, let's put some IV fluids. Let's put some propofol in there. And so, you know, the drone was able to take whatever, because you want to make sure the drone doesn't decide to shoot itself up, you know, with the propofol gun. Yeah, I could use an app. So, you know, I know drones don't think, but I still fear that somebody could hack them and then make them go, you know, and I just don't trust anything with a computer. So, you got people in the Midwest, you got people in, you know, towns that usually you have to be at a transplant center. So in order to get a transplant, you're going to have to be at a major transplant center. But it used to be, the way we used to do transplants is you would get yourself on a list, and if an organ becomes available in your area, then you get that organ. But now we're able to ship organs all over the country. I mean, you don't want too much travel time. But, you know, then where it gets shipped and then the travel time from that to the hospital, if that could be cut by a drone, I think it's fantastic. So we have the technology. If we have the technology, why aren't we using it? And organ transplants, unfortunately, you know, you have a lot of people that, you know, insensibly died years ago when they didn't need to. And if we're able to replace an organ, ideally it'd be great to grow your own organ. If we could grow our own organs, I'll build a garden. I don't care. 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Show. Now you know why I win a Grammy. Now you know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got pipes, baby. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. We really do. I love getting all mushy. I really love you guys. Hey, you guys, so sweet. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we got to talk about this Medicare for All. Lord have mercy. Oh, my gosh. You know, this Medicare for All, I don't think a lot of people are hip to that. You know, private insurance basically goes away completely with Medicare for All. You guys realize that, right? I mean, if you have a choice between getting free Medicare for All or spending $1,200 a month on a crappy health insurance, you're going to take the Medicare for All. So if private health insurance goes away, have we even thought about what the ramifications of that would be? So, Fortune.com writes a nice piece on this. The Democratic contenders are kind of fighting over this, and, you know, a lot of them are supporting Bernie Sanders, but now you have Joe Biden, and Joe Biden has taken a real strong lead. Makes you wonder why. maybe people are a little nervous about this Medicare for All. So, Bernie Sanders has brought this up. Senator Bernie Sanders, and mind you, whether you agree with him politically or not, I really admire the guy. I mean, he is a real spunky, he's what, 77, 78 years old? He's so spry. He wants to make changes. I think he really, really thinks this is good for the country. I think it's a mistake. But I have to admire him in terms of I think he really, really wants to help the country. I've never not gotten that for Bernie. Now, maybe it's because I compared him to Hillary, and I thought, Hillary was, just still, trying to, push her political endeavors. But I just don't get from Bernie Sanders that he has this narcissistic need to become all-powerful. I just don't get that vibe. And then if he's snowing me, kudos to him for that. But I kind of like the guy. I don't want him my president, but I kind of like the guy. All right. So Bernie Sanders has come up with a comprehensive Medicare for All bill. And candidates who are kind of more centrist but are supporting it are Senators Kamala Harris, Kirsten Gillibrand, and Cory Booker. They've all co-sponsored his legislation. And I guess, who's going to be paying for it? Well, they say a 7.5% payroll tax on employers and 4% from workers' paychecks. They say the current system of Medicare and Medicaid would be scrapped and replaced with a significantly more generous program. Everyone in the United States would be covered. No opt-in or out. Now, let me just double-check. What is current payroll tax of employers? I haven't had my office for a few years, so I don't know what we would pay now. I don't think I could pull it up right now. I thought it was like 10%. I thought it was higher. So current payroll tax, employers, sorry, I got to look this up, Las Vegas, because I live in Las Vegas. And nope, I don't see what it says here. Hold on a second. Mm. 0.25% to 5.4%. All right, well, so it goes up. All right, well, that would make sense. I don't ever remember paying 0.25%. We paid a lot in payroll tax. We pay a lot. Anyway, out of your check, 4%. So some of you will say, well, wait a second. If I make $1,000, then $40, if I make $1,000 a paycheck, then $40 a paycheck goes to health insurance. That might not sound that bad for you. So I think some people are like, oh, that sounds good. But for those of you that go, wait a second, is what I'm going to pay for going to be a better plan than regular health insurance? You're like, whoa. Are we ready to do this? See, I was under the impression that if we had a Medicare for All offered, there'd still be enough people going, nah, I'll still buy the private insurance. That's fine. And there'll still be enough consumers buying private insurance. But the private insurance market is so ridiculous, and again, this was orchestrated by the ACA, that even I might just opt for the Medicare for All. And I tell you why. And I hate to say that, and I don't want to, throw in the towel, but I am so sick and tired of paying $1,200 a month for a $12,000 deductible. That's bullcrap. It really is. Now, if I'm going to get crappy insurance anyway, and I'm already being forced to pay for it, why would I pay extra? Now, there might be an opt-out, but if you don't have a lot of choices out there, and you don't have enough people putting money into the private insurance system, I mean, let's say one exists, let's say one insurer can last, like United or Blue Cross. Now you have a monopoly. You really don't have choice. We are basically going socialized, no doubt about it. So under the plan, private insurers, they said, would be banned from competing with the government coverage. Oh, there we go. Regulating them to the role of selling supplemental insurance, which is table scraps compared to the $600 billion money that they make right now. Democratic politicians are happy with that. Wall Street, nah. Wall Street, not going to like that. United Health was ranked fifth in the 2018 Fortune 500 list, grossing more than $226 billion last year. Anthem and Aetna were both in the top 50. So some people say, well, you know what? They make too much money. Who cares? I'm not going to play a violin. Well, each of those companies employed more than 364,000 people, though. We're looking at hundreds of thousands of jobs that might get lost. Then, think about it. If your employer has to pay more for this Medicare for All based on payroll, do they really need to have as many workers? Are they going to make more cuts just like with the ACA? And then employees, if you are so afraid of losing your benefits now from your job, so you're going to go to work, you're going to do your job, and now you're like, well, you don't really need your job because you have the benefits anyway. Are people going to want full-time work? I'm not sure. I'm not sure where this is. This is, again, a Medicare for All, another big, huge boulder that you're throwing into a little baby pond. So why don't we do this slowly? Why don't we expand Medicare to 50 on up? I know that already makes me gasp because that's huge. But it's still a hell of a lot better than Medicare for All. Let's see how that works. Let's see what happens with Medicare, or even 60. Expand Medicare to age 60. Let people 60 on up go on Medicare and see what happens. Can the country do it? But no, we are going to go from 0 to 90 again. And I'm nervous about that. If you sink private insurance that quickly, and you sink those jobs, and you don't have enough Medicare providers, and if you don't have a lot of employers really digging the extra hike, that's a problem. You know, Joe Biden right now, they say, is definitely taking the lead. He has a pretty strong front-runner stance already. Maybe this Medicare for All is part of it. Maybe you have a lot of people going, no, I don't want the long lines. Apparently in Canada, they say the average patient waits 20 weeks between a referral from a general practitioner and treatment from a specialist. An average of 20 weeks. That's 5 months. Wait times for a CAT scan could be 4 weeks. 10 weeks for an MRI. I don't think a lot of people want that. You know, I'm looking at a picture that looks like there's a medical student standing behind Bernie Sanders. What the hell is the student doing? That student needs to be working. And I get it's so nice to say Medicare for All. We have a messed up system. And like I said, if we have Medicare for All, I'm probably not going to spend the crap money that I'm spending already on private insurance. Is it going to be a better insurance plan? Probably not. Most Medicare recipients are not that happy. They're grateful, but they're not that happy. 1-877-DOT-SELLY.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats striking an optimistic tone after meeting with President Trump regarding infrastructure.
And it was a very constructive meeting. It's clear that both the White House and all of us want to get something done on infrastructure in a big and bold way. And there was goodwill in this meeting, and that was different than some of the other meetings that we've had, which is a very good thing.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. fully supports the people of Venezuela in their quest for freedom. In a tweet today, Pompeo says he supports opposition leader Juan Guaido and urges the Venezuelan people and military to oust President Nicolas Maduro. Republican Senator from Florida Rick Scott also says,
We have got to do everything we can, whether it's we got to use our military to get humanitarian aid in, but today just, you know, I pray to God that Juan Guaido is the interim leader, or is the leader at the end of the day, and Maduro is living someplace else.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when somebody loses their sense of smell, I learned in medical school when they have anosmia, you need to do a scan of the brain. Got to make sure they don't have a tumor, make sure they don't have a stroke. But when somebody loses their sense of smell, that's not a very good sign. Well, now we have a study saying elderly people, according to Fox News, with a poor sense of smell, have a higher likelihood of dying in the next 10 years compared to those who could sniff pretty well. In a new study, they said elderly people, I hate using that term, I'd like an age, please. Elderly people with a poor sense of smell had a 46% higher risk of death in 10 years after olfactory abilities were tested compared to those who passed the smell test. The study was reported that 28% of the increased death would be attributed to Parkinson's, dementia, unintentional weight loss, all of which predict death in their own right and can affect a person's sense of smell. But the remaining 72% of the risk linking poor sense of smell and death is unexplained. and maybe due to subtle health conditions that eventually worsen. So if you don't have Parkinson's, if you haven't had unintentional weight loss, if you haven't had dementia, that could explain up to, you know, maybe 28% of why you're losing your smell. But for 72% of the people, we can't tell why. But we think something's up. So according to this paper, about a quarter of older Americans experience a decline in sense of smell. But this is more likely to go unnoticed compared to loss of sight or hearing. Yeah, I mean, if I don't smell well, I usually don't make a big deal about it, you know, because, I mean, we got, you know, boys in the house and dogs and cats, and, I mean, it could stink. I mean, it gets stinky, you know? And so I don't want to smell anything bad. I'm totally fine with not smelling. Problem is then you don't taste your food that well. So sometimes a sign of poor smell is less appetite. And if you don't smell the food, you don't get that excited about the food, you don't really eat a lot of the food. Which is, again, why I'm not really complaining too much if my sniffers start to go. So they say some studies have linked a decline in sense of smell to risk of death within 5 years. But that research did not control for demographics like sex, race, other health, etc. So in this new study, Michigan State University epidemiologist Hong Lee Chen and his colleagues used data from the Health ABC study, which is a long-running study of older individuals. And between 1997 and 1998, they recruited 3,000 older adults between 70 and 79, living in Pittsburgh or Memphis, Tennessee, for the Health ABC study. Of those individuals, nearly 2,300 completed a smell test. They were asked to identify 12 common smells, and they remained in the study until their deaths or until 2014, whichever came first. Now, by remained in the study, they aren't locked in a room. They still get to go home and do stuff, okay? They just, you know, have to check in and, you know, answer some questions, etc. During the total follow-up period of 13 years, 1,200 of those 3,000 died. The researchers have found that those with a poor score on the olfaction test had a 46% higher risk of dying by year 10 and a 30% higher risk of dying by year 13. Now, they say by year 13, many were dying regardless of their sense of smell because they were already 80, like 79 plus 13 is 94. So, sense of smell could be a powerful predictor of earlier death. Now, some of you are like, well, then I'm going to start practicing my smelling. Good. Not that that would help that much, but if you don't use it, you lose it. I say take a cooking class. Keep yourselves busy. Keep yourselves learning something. It's fun. It's creative. And yes, if you don't use certain parts of your brain, I think you lose them. I really do. I think it's important to have sex, to have fun, to sing, to learn languages, to keep learning when you're older. We don't, but I think we should. So what's smell got to do with it? Well, neurological damage from Parkinson's, okay, could affect part of the brain. If that part of the brain is affected, it could kind of signify that other parts of the brain could be affected too, like hearing loss. If you have hearing loss and you're older, yeah, there could be something wrong with your ear. But what if your ear is perfectly fine and it's the brain and the way the brain is interpreting the sounds? It's a problem. So, you know, losing some of our senses could be an issue. Now, let's go down to the little kids. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. When should we be screening for autism? Now, some sources said we should do it by 2 years old. I could tell early on if a kid has autism. I mean, early on. Depending on how they connect with mom. I mean, you can't really do a three-month-old. Can't really do a 4 or 5 month old. But if you have a baby that you could lock onto with your eyes and make them smile and make them want to be held by you, that's a good sign they may not have autism. And now current recommendations are saying, why don't we start screening them as young as 14 months? Current recommendations were between 18 and 24 months old, but now new data said you can start as young as 14 months. Because again, the earlier you intervene, the earlier you're able to help them with social behaviors. In fact, it's easier to help them when they're younger. This study was published in the medical journal JAMA Pediatrics. They say this opens up a really unprecedented opportunity to get them into early treatment. And then, possibly early intensive treatment, and then check to see what kind of an impact this is having at the time they reach school age. That's according to Kieran Pierce, a professor of neuroscience and co-director of the Autism Center of Excellence at the University of California, San Diego. They say the brain is very plastic during early development and can be impacted by input from the environment. The frontal cortex is the part of the brain essential for the development of social skills, is making large numbers of connections between brain cells across the first 2 years of life. Now, most kids with autism don't get diagnosed, you know, until school age. We've been doing better, you know, trying to find them by 3, 4, because if they don't talk after the age of 2, we'll sometimes let that go. Well, you know, older sister, older brother are talking for them. Well, sometimes it's not that. So many times kids don't really get diagnosed until 3, 4 years old. But they say a lot of that wiring has already happened. So the American Academy of Pediatrics had recommended that all children be screened for autism spectrum disorder at the ages of 18 to 24 months back in 2015. And then the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force says, well, the evidence remains insufficient to assess the balance of benefits and harms of screening for autism. The task force is this independent group of national experts in medicine. They make recommendations that affect clinical practice. And a lot of times, if, you know, I'm as a doctor, I'm like, you know what? I want you to check for testicular cancer, thyroid cancer, autism, Parkinson's. I want you screened for everything. U.S. Preventative Services Task Force is like, nah. There's not enough evidence. There's not enough evidence to screen. We don't do it. Now, most doctors look at the USPSTF as a guideline. We're like, all right, well, thank you, but no thank you. I don't like the way this woman's thyroid looked. I'm going to be screening. I got a hunch. I'm going to screen. Not that that's the way government wants us to practice medicine, but I got to tell you, man, my hunches have been right a lot. So what could we do? Well, you know, toddlers that, they say the study looked at 1,200 toddlers. And if a toddler failed the screening form, they were referred to a comprehensive evaluation. After each evaluation visit, psychologists filled out a diagnostic judgment form about each child. The toddlers received their first evaluation at the ages of 12 and 36 months old. And then they said among the toddlers screened earlier, they say 84% of toddlers who were initially diagnosed, they still had that diagnosis 3 or 4 years later, which means they were right. So what do? Well, we start speech therapy. We do a lot of play. We do a lot of interaction. We, you know, kind of help guide some of their behavior. You know, like some, you know, connect. We, you know, if an autism child doesn't listen, you know, are they going to run out into the street? So there's a lot of things we want to do, especially from the child. You don't want an autistic child going up to a stranger and then getting abducted. So there's a lot of sort of, interventions that we do. And it's still a field so new. And we're still trying to, you know, grip our teeth into it. The 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Do you guys get facials? Do you guys do that? I've had some facials. They feel good. I don't know if I could credit them to making me look young because I don't. I maybe get a facial once a decade. I'm not a very big facial person. I think I might need to now that I'm getting older and I'm seeing some lines and I don't want a Botox. But, you know, everybody who gets a facial, they say they love it. They say they just love it. And there's a variety of different facials. It could be a scrub. It could be a, a chemical treatment. It could be even blood. And last September, we talked about vampire facials. You guys remember that? Well, there was a spa in Albuquerque, New Mexico that has been shuttered, closed down, because two former clients have been diagnosed with HIV. According to the New Mexico Department of Health, both clients received injection-related procedures at the now-shuttered VIP spa in Albuquerque, and that was between May and September of last year. Tests found that the clients recently were infected with the same strain of the virus, increasing the likelihood that the two HIV infections may have resulted from a procedure at the VIP spa. Now, the spa was shut down in September after a health inspection, and they looked at, quote, vampire facials. Let's talk about this. Kim Kardashian was doing a vampire facial. And the process of that is where, okay, so you give your own blood, and then it gets centrifuged. And they isolate the platelets, the clotting factors, and they create a platelet-rich plasma. Because if they could isolate, centrifuge the clotting factors down, they could then take that, and then they could re-inject it into your face with fillers as part of a rejuvenation treatment. Or you could get a vampire facial by having microdermabrasion, where they kind of scrub off that top layer of the skin in a way using microdermabrasion tools or scrubs. And then you could rub the blood directly on your face. Another way they could do it is microneedle facial treatment, where you could inject the blood right into the face. Now, back in September, they urged customers to get tested for HIV, hepatitis B, and hepatitis C. But this PRP, this platelet-rich plasma, is kind of a big thing now. A lot of specialties are using it to heal tendon, ligament, muscle injuries. It's been found to reduce inflammation, pain associated with injuries. Some think it helps, you know, with growth, etc. And so, you know, Kim Kardashian said she did it. She said it was the most painful thing ever. And she looks like it was uncomfortable. I don't know if it helped. But the last thing you want to do is be exposed to bacteria or viruses that can enter the bloodstream. What if the needle is unclean? I know it's your blood, but what if the needle is unclean? So now you're getting somebody else's pathogen into your face. So it's a bad idea all the way around. Nothing I would recommend anybody getting done, and I just caution against it. You know, everybody wants to find the fountain of youth. And there's not a lot of things that will make you look younger. To be honest, I mean, you're going to age, but, you know, staying hydrated, staying out of the sun, avoiding alcohol, avoiding smoking, we find some of those women or men do better when it comes to aging. Now, speaking of young gun, here's a medical student who really needs a butt chewing because he's supposed to be studying for boards. But there's a medical student who decided to film his semen close up as part of a research project. And, yeah, that was his... Yeah, I mean, if he's doing research, okay, that's fine. And he magnified it up to 1,000 times, showing the abundance of cells, and they looked really cool. So, he's a biomedicine student or a medical student at Aalborg University in Denmark, and they say he was shocked to see how lively his semen was. He told Mail Online, "When I first looked at the sample, I was blown away by the enormous amount of cells and how lively they were. I actually had to dilute the sample a bit to be able to see the individual cells and not just a big blur of moving cells. I knew what the sample should look like, but it was an entirely different thing to see it for myself." So then the medical student decided to post a video on his YouTube channel, My Microscopic World, alongside a series of similar videos showing wonders of microorganisms in everyday life, which I think is really, really cool. I'm a fan of that kind of stuff. I should probably check it out. But the sperm cells were streamlined for maximum speed and efficiency, tasked only to fertilize an egg. That's all they have to do, right? And he wanted to give insight into a sperm's quest. As you know, sperm are very competitive. They say only around 15 out of a 55 million sperm count that set out to fertilize the egg are able to make it through the reproductive tract of the female. Remember, the women's female reproductive tract and vagina are hostile. Researchers at York University found in March that healthy sperm have better capabilities due to this reinforced outer layer which coats their tails. So it gives them the strength to make the powerful rhythmic strokes needed to break through the cervical mucus barrier. And you look at the little sperm, they look how cute. There are millions of sperm, medically called spermatozoa, in the semen. And the semen is the white or gray liquid that gets ejaculated. Prostatic fluid helps, seminal fluid helps produce this, because otherwise they'll dry out. But there's a large variation in men's sperm count. You got stress, you got obesity, you got alcohol, you got drug use, exposure to pollution. And so a healthy normal sperm count is supposed to have about 20 million per milliliter of semen, so per cc. And at least 25% should be swimming with rapid movement, and a further 50% can be moving, even if slower, but they still should be moving. But unfortunately, when somebody has fertility issues, then we have to examine, you know, what's going on there. And so some of them may have oligozoospermia, and some of you guys have seen that term when you've looked at your sperm count. But it's where a man has fewer than 15 million sperm per milliliter of semen. And that could affect fertility. So lifestyle changes could obviously affect, you know, how much alcohol you drink, how much you smoke. Are your testes kept cool? Are you reducing stress, drugs, alcohol intake? And so, you know, honestly, I think this kid should be studying for the boards. But if he is doing research and he's doing it by looking at semen, I'm okay with that. I'm okay. So how does sperm move? Well, apparently sperm tails, and the tail is the key, has about 1,000 building blocks, including structures known as little tubulins. These form long tubes. And attached to these tubes are moving molecules called motor proteins. It's kind of like your motorboat, honestly. But what they do is they pull and they bend the sperm tails. And that enables them to swim. Because, I mean, you know, even though a sperm is a living organism, it's not like a fish. All right? Otherwise we'd have PETA all over us that, you know, so many of them are dying every day. So the movement of the tail is powered by a mitochondria, which is a powerhouse of a cell, which produces energy. And then that's how it kind of forces it to move. So it's pretty fascinating stuff. I mean, I love microbiology, and I love looking at things that we deal with macroscopically all the time. Well, maybe not me all the time, but, you know, maybe some of you younger folk all the time. So it's cool to see that. I get it. Medical students, though, they got a rough time, man. You know, they're coming up on boards. If you do see a medical student, give them a hug. There's going to be some medical students tonight I get to see at their banquet, their graduation banquet. Got some students that are about to be let out into the world to save lives. You see how excited they are, right? The light at the end of the tunnel. Even though they still have, you know, years of training left, when you're in medical school, you never really officially finish. But it's exciting nonetheless. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.